A man named Omar J. Gonzalez, an Iraq War veteran struggling with PTSD, managed to jump over the fence along Pennsylvania Avenue and the White House's North Lawn. He proceeded to then run across the entire North Lawn, past a guard booth and a canine unit unhindered, and broke through the unlocked and undefended White House front door. Once inside of the White House, an alarm box placed immediately to the left should have been ringing loudly to alert security inside of the intruder. But for whatever reason, on this specific day, the alarm box had been intentionally muted, allegedly because of complaints that it was too loud. As a result, the guard standing inside of the front door wasn't expecting anything outside of the unusual. So when Gonzalez, armed with a knife, came bursting through the front door, the guard didn't have enough time to react, and Gonzalez just ran right past him. Through the White House's entrance hall, just past the stairway that led up to the Obama family's living quarters, and into the East Room, where he was finally tackled to the ground by a Secret Service counter-assault team.